Rihanna.
Yesterday, I was up before the dawn, and I really have enjoyed my stay, but I must be moving on, like a king without a castle, like a queen without a throne. I'm an early morning lover, and I must be moving on.
Medford. This is 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, and you, if you're tuning in right now, are listening to Preserved Jams. So, we have a very special co-host today because our dear friend Bridget is actually puking on account of because of the gluten. So,
we're sending you our warmest thoughts.
We're sending you our warmest thoughts and best vibes. So that was Dreams by the Electric Peanut Butter Band, which I think is a super silly name, but like kind of love it. So why don't you introduce yourself, lovely co-host?
Hello, WMFO world. My name is Becca Levis, and I am very quite hashtag blessed to be here today.
She's hashtag blessed to be here today. So I actually got a caller right now, so I'm going to put on
it's
some...
my mom.
Is it your mom?
It's not my mom.
Oh, okay. It might be your mom. Who knows? So we're gonna play some tunes. This is California by Childish Gambino off of his brand new album, Awaken My Love, which is really good.
hang with this play. All the people all around me, and follow people. I go watching, make a girl and a giggle, make a piece so official, make a share with no face to suffer, no pain, no residual, make a money a little, make the smoker a little, make a living a little, make a life a little, make a snap for a people. When you make a movie now, now you make no difference, cause you take up all the mind for me, finish your sentence. Talk a little like a fine, but no pay for the privilege. Now you
world. We have a couple of very special callers tuning in today. This is Jacqueline and Malachi, and they just want to say hey because it's the morning and it's time to say hello. Right, guys?
Okay.
Hey.
I'm speechless.
You're speechless.
Jacqueline, you said something.
You're on the
air.
With WMFO.
I'm just really upset that there seems to be like a 5-second delay on what I'm saying on the air.
Yeah.
Like versus what I'm saying.
We're actually streaming it right now as well.
Oh, really?
It's a delay.
Wow. Well, yeah, say a fun fact and then we're going to get back to the tunes.
Yeah, so
a fun fact is that
we...
You guys are really bad at fun facts. Why are you awake?
We were expecting witty banter.
We were expecting witty banter.
I'm a little disappointed.
I'm very disappointed.
We started the night where? In Boston, downtown Boston. At the bodega. At the bodega.
Christian Science Center.
Yeah. It was a great time.
Amazing.
Yeah. But then we realized that we have a decolonization paper to write.
Oh,
so it's important stuff.
To the campus center and go absolutely nothing done.
Colonization, am I right, guys?
Yeah,
the
center, like,
am I right? Ooh.
You're right.
That's where the real colonialism is, right?
Exactly.
Wow, I'm so glad to hear it. Thanks for letting us know, team.
Call us back if you have any other questions about our lives.
Okay.
No, definitely. Thank you so much.
Thank you for this important information. Thank you for telling the Medford Somerville community about...
At 6:09 a.m.
47 seconds about your colonialism paper.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, we're going to get back to the music now. So thanks for calling
in. We'll keep working.
You should keep working because colonialism is important.
Thanks, Anna.
Thank you.
You're so
thanks
welcome.
Thanks for your support.
Have a lovely day.
Bye.
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 So those were some lovely callers that we had. So Becca.
Yeah.
What do you think about people being awake at 6:10 in the morning to do colonialism papers?
I'd say that's a lot of dedication to the phenomenon.
That's a lot of dedication, and I think you and I have a lot of dedication.
I would say the amount of dedication it took to get me up this morning is a pretty impressive feat. I actually meant to come last week, and then I slept through.
Guess who slept through? It was Becca.
It was me. Becca, I got the cutest text from Anna when I woke up at 7:37.
It's like, hey, are you at the jams? And she was like...
I was not at the jams.
No response. She was not at the jams. So that's okay. We're going to keep playing some tunes and then more witty banter to come. Thanks for being our listeners today. Shout out to everyone who's awake at 6:11 and 4 seconds in the morning. You're doing a really good job.
You're thriving. Hashtag
thriving. Hashtag thriving.
La 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 la.
Well, well, well. Well, well, well. Hello again. It's me. It's me, Anna. And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And
this is Preserved
Jams. This is Preserved Jams. We're going to preserve some jams today. And these jams are really good.
They're so really nicely preserved.
They're like almost perfectly preserved, if you will. So I just played Girl from the Mountain by the Ghetto Brothers, which is a song I just found, and it was very funky, and I liked it a lot. It was like, it was very like, I don't know.
Did you find it on Spotify?
I found it on Spotify, on my Discover Weekly. It's a good...
I actually have many strong feelings, but I love Discover Weekly. I think it does beautiful things in my life.
So if anyone on Spotify is listening to Preserve Jams 91.5 WMFO, you know, I really want to talk to you about how you create the Discover Weekly and how it's so fire every single time.
Consistently fire.
Like, consistently, like, maybe about, like, 10 fire emojis. It's really good. So, and then I just played Don't Give Up by Washed Out because, you know, coming up to final season, what are we going to do? We're going to not give up.
Don't give up.
We're going to push through the end of this brutal semester.
This has been a brutal semester. It's 2016 and I are not getting along.
We're not good friends, and so I'm really hoping that 2017 is going to be a little bit more helpful and
a little more
friendly and
give me a pat on the back every once in a while.
That would be really nice, wouldn't it?
I would love that. I could really get behind that.
I could as well. So, like, let's take a moment of silence to talk about, or to really think about and reflect upon 2017 and 2016 and how this year was just really pretty tragic.
Yeah, not one of my best years. 2015, now that was a really great year.
You know, there were some good things, there were some bad things. I really think all of the bad things happened after January.
Yeah,
in 2016.
You
know, 2015 was really rocking. So we have a little question to ponder with our listeners right now, and that is, what's better, jellies or jams?
Better yet, what is the difference between jelly and jam? I'm actually curious. Can we Google that?
Let's Google it. But let's discuss first of all our thoughts about this matter. I personally think of jam, and I think of a more sweet and fruity concoction that you spread on your toast in the morning. And I feel like jam, for some reason, is healthier than jelly. Comment, Becca. Do you think that jam is healthier than jelly?
I think so, because according to some cooking website, they say that what differentiates so jam, jelly, and preserves are all three different things.
Three different things. Well, yeah. So me saying preserved jams is kind of an oxymoron.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's like jumbo shrimp, but for things you spread on your toast.
Oh my gosh.
So they say the difference is the type of fruit, how it's prepared, and the proportion of ingredients. So jam is made of crushed fruits that are cooked with sugar, pectin, and acid. It has an organic shape to it and often has chunks of fruit. Jelly is more transparent and has a gel-like consistency. So you have to crush the fruit and get out the juice, which you then strain and boil with sugar and pectin. So jam has the actual fruit in it. Jelly just has the juice and like the pectin.
I understand.
And preserves are simply chunks of fruit stored in their own juices.
Oh.
It sounds kind of weird.
I don't know if I would really want you preserves.
I think I'm still going to stand behind jam as being the superior of the three.
I think you're right, Becca. So now... Now that we've figured that out, and thank you for that wonderful information.
Happy to clarify.
I'm honestly shook by this. It's early. Words are hard.
It's a revelation.
Revelation. That's the one. Epiphany was what I was going for, but revelation also works. So now we're going to play Becca's very favorite song in the whole entire world.
This is my absolute favorite song. Like, when people say, like, oh, like, I don't have a favorite song, like, no. This is my favorite song, and you're all going to listen to it and enjoy it.
And I really enjoy it as well. It's Sweet Judy Blue Eyes by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. So get in nice and settled for 7 minutes and 24 seconds.
It's 7 minutes and 24 seconds of pure joy and
joy,
brilliance.
Love, bliss. Here we go. Let's listen in. here we go. We're listening. Yep.
Getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore. I am sorry. Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud. I am lonely. I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. Remember what we've said and done and felt about each other. Babe, have mercy. Don't let the past remind us of what we are not now. I am not grieving. I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. You make it hard. Tearing yourself away from me now. You are free, and I am crying. This does not mean I don't love you. I do. That's forever. Yes, and for all. I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. You make it hard. Something inside is telling me that I've got your secret. Are you still listening? Here is the lock and left of the key to your heart. And I love you. I am your mind. You are what you are. Hard, and you make it hard. Thank you.
Great song, Becca. I think that's a great song to be your favorite.
It's my absolute favorite. I know Anne and I were talking about just as the song was playing that this is literally a preserved jam.
It is.
It is a jam.
A jam.
It's a hella jam. I'm not allowed to swear. I'm so sorry.
Hella is not a swear.
I think it's okay. It's a hella jam.
It's a hella jam.
It's a hella jam.
And
it's been preserved for 40 years.
It's from, like, what, the 70s, 60s?
1969.
Yeah. The summer of 69. The summer of love,
oh,
if you will.
1969, that was a good year.
That was a great year. You know, a
what
lot
a
better
time
than
to be alive.
A lot better than 2016, I'd have to say.
My mom was actually born in 1969, so shout out to Perry Levis.
I don't know if
she's listening right now.
Wait,
she took a little bit of issue with me going on the radio show at 6 a.m., but... Thanks, Mom, for your support and your love and for being born in 1969 and playing this song all over the house when I was growing up, which made it my favorite song.
Oh, it's a great song.
Yeah.
So we have 8 listeners. Shout out to Peter. Shout out to my dad. Dad, love you.
You're the bomb,
you're
Dad.
You're the bomb, Dad. Shout out to all of the Medford commuters who might be listening to me and Becca talk about jams.
Talk about jams.
It's very important. So Becca has a very, very important message.
Yeah, a really, really important message, especially for all our listeners 50 and over. This message is for you.
At Dad, at Mark Tillett.
Hi, Dad. Mom, you're only 48, so
You got a couple years. You're fine. My dad was born in 1960.
Oh. So if you're 50 and over, this message is for you, just like I said. Over time, if undetected, colorectal cancer. becomes a killer. So it's a killer. It's really important, guys. But screening tests can find it early when treatment is most effective. Even better, this is one cancer you can prevent. Screening finds precancerous polyps. What's a polyp?
Just keep reading.
Okay. Polyps that can be removed before they turn into colorectal cancer. So stop this disease. Get screened for colorectal cancer.
It's not a laughing matter, Becca.
I'm so sorry. It's a funny word. Medicare and most insurance plans help pay for colorectal cancer screening. TBD, now that Trump is going to ruin Obamacare.
Politics.
Keep you posted on that.
Keep you posted.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Yeah, so if you're over 50, I would really recommend you getting tested for colorectal cancer and those polyps.
The freaking polyps, man. They're
all about the polyps.
All about the polyps. So now we're going to play a little music because that's what this show is about. And this is Saint Justice by Albert Hammond Jr., who actually is one of the Strokes. He's the lead guitarist, and he does his own music too, which is pretty funky. I would say the Strokes are my favorite modern band. As for
I can get behind that statement.
Yeah, as for Preserve jams, gosh, I would really have to say Led Zeppelin and/or the Beach Boys.
Ugh, Beach Boys.
After this song, actually, a Beach Boys song is going to come on, so I'll just let you on that. Here's Saint Justice.
Something you said to me, but I can't explain it. Something you said to me, I know you've asked it. Somehow you found me, the words are in motion. Somehow you found me, the words are in motion. Now I got locked in myself,
places where new things might be fine.
So that was the Beach Boys with I Just Wasn't Made for These Times off of Pet Sounds, which is honestly my very favorite album in the entire world. And I listen to it when I'm sad. I listen to it when I'm happy. Everything is great. But we have some important
really important information.
Updates on the jellies, jams, and preserves.
And then now we have a
situation.
There's a fourth cat. Technically... So we had a question by one of our listeners. About the nature of marmalade. So we did a quick little Google search, and it says that marmalade generally refers to a fruit preserve made from the juice and peel of citrus fruits boiled with sugar and water. So since jelly is the same, is like you take the juice of fruit and boil it with sugar and water, I'm inclined to think that marmalade is a category of jelly. So it's... A jelly made from citrus fruits is marmalade.
Orange marmalade.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Or Lady Marmalade.
Lady Marmalade. I like that. Great. Well, that was very informational.
So
thank you,
so
Becca.
Peter, I hope that clears things up for you.
We did some important information searching. That was the best. Thanks, Becca.
Anytime.
So we're sitting here and we're watching the sun rise from... WMFO studio.
It's pretty cool.
And it's really, really funky. I'm enjoying it a lot. So now I'm going to keep playing some tunes because we've been talking a lot. So this is Tears Dry on Their Own by Amy Winehouse because, you know, sometimes during finals, you just got to cry.
Yeah.
You just got to let it out.
Sometimes in life, you just got to cry.
Accurate. I'll let you ponder upon that while this song plays.
The darkness that we know and this regret I got accustomed to. Once was the ride when we were at our height, waiting for you in the hotel at night. I knew I had him at my match, but every moment we could snatch. I don't know why I got so attached. It's my responsibility. You don't own nothing to me but to walk away. I have no capacity. He walks away, the sun goes down. He takes the day, but I'm grown. And in your way, in this blue shade, my tears dry on their own. I don't understand, why do I stress the man when there's so many bigger things at hand? We could have never had it all, we had to hit a wall. So this is inevitable withdrawal. Even if I stop wanting you, that perspective pushes true. I'll be some next man's other woman, so I can't upgrade myself again. Should just be my own best friend. I fuck myself in the head with stupid man. He walks away, the sun goes down. No day, cause as we kiss goodbye, the sun sets. So we are history, the shadow covers me, the sky above the blaze, lonely lovers see. He walks away, the sun goes down. He takes the day, but I'm grown. And in your way, my blue shade, my tears dry. The sun goes down, he takes the day, but I am grown, and in your way, my deep shade.
feel here today, yeah, vanish in the wind. Go to sleep, you may not wake up with the morning sunrise. Move so fast, baby, right before you close eyes. So you better run, move fast like the bullet from the gun. Over the hills, salvation rests in the sun. Eternity, baby, rest in the sun. So won't you come? So won't you come, baby? So won't you come? So won't you come, baby? Making plans for tomorrow, even though you don't know your fate. Blind eye, leaning on a hope that fades. Sink your feet into a concrete foundation. So you better run, move fast like the bullet from the gun. Over the hills, salvation rests in the sun. Eternity, baby, rest in the sun. So won't you come? So won't you come, baby? So won't you come? So won't you come? I wanna tell you about the good news. I wanna tell you about the good news. I wanna tell you about the good news. I wanna tell you. So you better run, move fast like the bullet from the gun. Over the hills, salvation rests in the sun. Eternity, baby, rest in the sun. So won't you come? So won't you come, baby? So won't you come?
Flowers by Leon Bridges, a song that I really, really like a lot, actually. I think it's just very funky. And so it sounds very old-fashioned, like it almost does. Like a preserved jam.
It sounds like a preserved jam.
Like a preserved jam, but it's like relatively new. I think that album Coming Home came out in 2014, something like that. So
props to you.
Yeah, props to you, Leon Bridges. You did it. So next we're going to play All I Ever Wonder by St. Paul and the Broken Bones.
But also shout out to my mom who's finally listening.
Oh my gosh.
Good job, Perry.
Perry. Perry. Perry. Thanks, Perry.
Love you, Perry.
Love you. So we're gonna play some tunes. Yep. Here we go.
Water slinging mud. Jesus' finest politics, but nobody listens. Pray it will rise, but our darkness keeps us high.
picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. With plasticine pauses, with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope
Great song by the Beatles. Honestly, a classic. I would say that is a preserved
jam.
Truly
a preserved jam.
I would classify that as being preserved. So we have one last song to play, and unfortunately, this is our last song of the semester.
Wow, wow.
Oh, I'm really sad. This is, like, honestly a tragic moment. So thank you for listening with Preserved Jam.
Yes, thank you for having me, guys.
Well, it's only me today, but, like, thanks, Bridget, who's probably asleep.
R.I.P. Bridget.
R.I.P. Bridget. You're doing a great job. So you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and I'm Anna.
And I'm Becca.
And, you know, we're just preserving some jams. So here's a song by Alt J called Lovely Day, and it's a cover by them, but I think that we all deserve to have a lovely day today.
Yeah, we hope you all have a lovely day and a lovely finals period.
Lovely finals period and just good vibes all around. So thanks for listening and tuning in. We love you all, our listeners.
Peace and love.
Peace and love. Here we go. Here we go.
Wake up in the morning, seems impossible to face.